So coming to Singleton next Monday, You Choose Youth Road Safety. It's a harrowing story that is being repeated around the country to save the lives of our kids on the roads of Australia. It is from Peter and Melissa McGuinness, and they join us on the line this morning. How are you both?
Well, thanks, Andrew.
Great. Thank you, Andrew. Thanks for having us.
A pleasure. Melissa, I'll just start with yourself. You and I, we went to school together many, many years ago, and we managed to catch up in the last little while because of this harrowing story that you do share with so many others. Can you just tell us exactly where all this started for you?
Yeah, in 2012, I lost my son in a road trauma crash where he was drug and drink driving and was driving home from a work Christmas party, and he smashed into a stationary car that was on the M1 up here in Queensland, and there were five young adults in that car, and four of those young adults were killed as a result of my son's reckless behaviour that night. So over the past 8 years, my husband and I have made it our mission to go out there and start to change the culture around how our youths see driving and driving behaviours, and that's sort of where it's all stemmed from.
Peter, I'll ask you, mate, how receptive are kids to this particular message?
Yeah, we're very much learning still, even though we've been engaging kids around Australia now for a number of years. So there's not a nice, neat answer. I think we'll continue to learn about how young drivers take their attitudes to the road when they're new to their licences. But I think to answer the question for now, You Choose Youth Road Safety has learnt that the protective instincts that teens have got and the hearts that they have for social justice are really the aspects that get activated through our presentation. So they're not so much lectures about safety and danger and about right and wrong or moralising to them. We very much uplift them to protect their families, to protect their siblings and their peers and their loved ones from this preventable misery that is youth road trauma. And we very much focus on the idea that bad driving is not bad luck. And that's a legacy culture that we have in Australia that we won't have succeeded with our mission until that changes.
Another part of that legacy is it can't happen to me. Surely you come across that with the people that you speak to from time to time?
Oh, for sure. And you know, one of the powerful aspects of the YouTube presentation is that we show communities what kind of family that this kind of road offender can come from. And that family is ours. And our family is not a lot different to every family in Australia. And certainly our son Jordan is a very relatable teen, very much like every student that we engage around the country and their peers.
I'm still incredibly amazed that the both of you go out and relive this experience time after time after time. You'll be doing that again with the kids at Singleton next Monday.
That's right, and we can't wait. It'll be our first time in the Hunter region, and it's our constitutional purpose to get to every high school in Australia, and that's exactly what we intend to do. So we are looking very forward to meeting the students from Singleton High.
Well, Peter and Melissa McGuinness, you are very welcome in the Hunter Valley. Looking forward to catching up with you at Singleton High next week. Thank you very much for joining us this morning on 2NM.
It's our pleasure, Andrew. Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure, Andrew. Thank you very much for the warm welcome, mate.